Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my quiz-loving friend, Frank.
Hello.
I had no other adjectives for you.
Remember, okay,
a couple weeks ago, I said I should plan these things.
Yeah, you still haven't.
Nope.
Yeah, some things never change.
Nope.
Nope, nope, nope.
No, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sir, and I am drinking a Christmas beer.
Look, it's in my fridge.
I know. Hey, we got to clear it out, right? I've had beer in my fridge still for the last month or so, but yeah. The old Fezziwig Ale from the Samuel Adams Brewing Company. Spicy and bold ale brewed with cinnamon, ginger, and orange peel. I rather like it. You know what? It's still winter. It's still nice to have a hearty beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm drinking a fall beer because I had one Oktoberfest left in my fridge that I really needed to go.
Yeah.
It is still delicious.
It's still delicious.
But as it won't be pretty soon. So
right.
It was time. It was time for it to go. So Frank, a little while ago, my girlfriend gave me a book. I know. She gave me not for girlfriend, for book.
Yeah.
Ooh, a book. I know. We're so hot. I know. She gave me a book specifically for us called Obsessed with Star Wars, Test Your Knowledge of a Galaxy Far, Far Away with 2,500 Questions by Benjamin Harper.
Holy crap, 2,500.
I know. And so I would like to go through 2,300 of those questions with you today. I'm going to read them really fast.
All right. Here's what I propose.
Okay.
I propose that we each have a 10-minute turn. So, like, you quiz me for 10 minutes, I quiz you for 10 minutes.
Sure. Do you actually want to time me on that?
I have a timer, yes.
You have a timer? Okay, so let's time it on that. So,
you're going to quiz me first?
Yep, I'm going to quiz you first. And so, this book is broken. It has the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy in it.
Okay.
It doesn't have Force Awakens or Rogue One. So, would you like to be quizzed on the original trilogy or the prequel trilogy? Because I personally have no preference.
I think I want to be quizzed in the original trilogy.
Original trilogy,
yeah,
you shall
I think
have.
I do.
Original,
does that mean that?
Oh, I opened right up to it.
Oh,
so
that. All right, cool.
Proud of myself. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be the judge. Now, some of these questions are super, super specific.
We were talking about this before.
Like, stuff that I don't know if anyone actually knows without looking it up. I'm sure somebody knows without looking it up.
But
I am not that person, and neither are you. So I'm going to do my best to kind of read them quickly and find them. And so 10 minutes.
Okay. I'll start the timer now.
Who was jokingly called Wormy as a youngster? Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, or Owen Lars?
Wormy. As a youngster?
Yep. Hey, you know what I just
Wormy.
Realized?
I don't know.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I have no idea what the answers are.
Oh, no! Wait, they're not there?
No, I'm sure they're there. I just don't know where they are. So you have some time to think about this while I search this book.
It has to be Luke.
Answers. I'm sure it's Luke.
There's
no way it's not Luke. Where do I find... Oh, they're just...
Upside down.
They're upside down.
Okay.
Yes, you are correct. The answer is Luke.
Woo! 1 point for me.
What was Luke planning to pick up to pick up at Tossie Station?
Power converters!
I didn't even need to finish that sentence. To which planet did Bail Organa take Leia in order for her to witness the Great Meat Herd Ceremony? See, like, how do you...
Meat Herd Ceremony? I don't know.
Yep. I don't know.
What?
I'm going to move on.
Well, obviously not Alderaan. I'm not,
nope. Oh, no, it's not. I'm going to move on. With whom did Obi-Wan Kenobi study during his exile on Tatooine? Yoda, Qui-Gon, Ki-Adi-Mundi, or Luke Skywalker?
Qui-Gon.
Very good.
That's kind of new trilogy.
Yeah, well, they're all combined, I think. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And by new trilogy, I mean prequel, sorry.
Uh-huh. Where did Luke Skywalker race his Skyhopper? Waldo Flats, the Dune Sea, Beggar's Canyon, or the Desert Plain?
Beggar's Canyon?
Beggar's Canyon, okay. Is correct. Who was referred to as a crazy old hermit by the locals on Tatooine?
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is correct. I think I'm going to have to make this a little harder
these are
for
a little,
you.
These are a little, like, yeah, these are in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
Those were all New Hope questions, weren't they?
Yeah, these are all New Hope, yeah.
Why don't we try some
Empire? I'm going to do one last one. Who said to Princess Leia, I care?
Luke.
Luke Skywalker. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Okay.
I know that movie incredibly well, so.
So maybe you should have done them. Maybe you should have done the prequels.
Well, obviously, give me a choice. I'm going to go with what I know. Let's go my home turf. Yeah. Give me some Empire. Give me some Empire.
You got it. Who was Echo 7? Luke Skywalker, Carlos Reekin, Han Solo, or Princess Leia?
Sorry, give me the choices again.
Luke Skywalker, Carlos Reekin, Han Solo, or Princess Leia?
Han.
Han Solo is correct.
Yeah. Han, old buddy, you read me?
Yep. To which planet were Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia headed for a diplomatic meeting when resistance groups and government leaders, when they questioned it on Mimbot, see, like, I don't know where these... What?
Like, is that an Empire question? It must be from novelizations and stuff, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, they have to be. Like, yeah. That's on the movie.
Yeah. Who co-founded Rogue Squadron with Luke Skywalker? Han Solo, Carlos Reekin, Cal Alder, or Wedge Antilles?
Wedge?
Yeah, it was Wedge. Yeah.
That was a total guess.
Yeah, that was Wedge. The only reason I remember that is because I had a friend in middle school who used to read the Rogue Squadron books.
Oh, okay.
And so he taught me everything I knew.
Nice.
What did Yoda tell Luke Skywalker about his father? He was a great friend. He was a Sith Lord. He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. He was a powerful Jedi.
Powerful Jedi was he?
Yeah, I just wanted you to do the. I just wanted you to do the. Who did Han Solo tell Chewbacca he had to? I'm not going to give you. You know what it is? I'm not going to give you A, B, C, or D options anymore.
Okay.
I think that's what it's making too easy. Who did Han Solo tell Chewbacca he had to take care of?
That's like at what point in the movie? Like that's like
Lando, Boba Fett, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia.
Take care of?
Yeah. See, I can do. I knew this. I'm disappointed in you. The princess, you've got to take care of her.
Oh, that Chewie had it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought you meant that Han's like, I've got to take care of.
Oh.
That's my misunderstood. It's okay. Okay.
To whom did C-3PO say, you have a responsibility to me, don't do anything foolish? Lando, R2, Han Solo, or Chewbacca?
R2.
1734. 1734. It's Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewie?
It's Chewie. It's when they're on Cloud City.
And he's carrying
his
back.
You have responsibility to me, so don't do anything foolish. Okay. I think it is when he's on his back.
Okay.
Chewbacca, turn around. I can't see. Way to ruin the moment, C-3PO. Way to ruin the moment. I don't know. What reason did Yoda give Obi-Wan for not being able to train Luke Skywalker?
Did Yoda give up? Too old.
Too old. Beginner training.
Too old to begin the training.
What was Yoda balancing on before Luke's X-Wing sank? Luke's left hand, his...
Foot. Leg, whatever.
Yeah, his left leg or his right leg.
Oh, come on! That's just bull. I don't know which leg.
That's great. That's a great question. It's his right leg.
Okay.
He Look, I know the original trilogy the best.
Well, better than the prequel trilogy, but like, come on, which leg was he standing on? Come on.
To whom did Darth Vader make a point of stressing no disintegrations?
General Veers?
Oh, no.
No.
No. Boba Fett, IG-88, Dengar, or Bossk?
Oh. Oh. Not Bossk?
Nope, you're wrong. It's Boba Fett.
Oh,
it's Boba Fett.
Okay.
As you wish.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's his first. It's the first line he says.
Yeah,
is as you wish.
Yeah, yeah.
No disintegrations.
Yeah. All right.
What did Obi-Wan think Luke Skywalker was? The future of the Jedi.
No.
Our last hope.
Our last hope. That boy is our last hope.
Yeah. All right. I won't even read the rest. Now I'm just looking for quotes so I can do impressions.
Well, you've only got 3 minutes left. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to go to Jedi.
Go Jedi.
Oh, no.
It's just perfect. It's like 3 minutes in each trilogy. In each movie, I mean.
Oh. What? So many questions, Frank. What I should have done is gone through and picked some ones out ahead of time. Mm. But what are you going to do?
It's more spontaneous this way.
How many clawed fingers does a Rancor have on each of its deadly hands?
Six? I don't know.
Two, two, eight, nine, four.
Okay.
Look.
I've never counted the fingers on a Rancor.
Well, then you're not a true Star Wars fan.
Oh, man.
Oh, you are not a true Star Wars fan. How many decks did Jabba's sail barge have?
It's at least two.
24, 23.
Couldn't have been 24. I'm kidding. I'm going to say two.
It's three.
Ah, damn it.
I gave you the number. 23. How did the Emperor say that Luke Skywalker, who had grown strong, could be turned to the dark side of the Force? The Emperor could turn him. Darth Vader could turn him. He could be easily turned. Only the Emperor and Darth Vader together could turn him.
Wait. How did the Emperor say he could be easily turned? Sounds familiar.
Only together can we turn him to the dark side.
See,
of the
didn't
Force.
Remember the Emperor. I don't remember the Emperor saying. I remember Vader saying, you know, if he could be turned, he would be a powerful ally.
Mm.
But okay.
What did Han Solo say when he asked what his cargo and destination was on the shuttle Tidarium, awaiting code clearance from the Empire? Droid delivery to the Death Star, troop reinforcements for the Forest Moon, parts and technical crew, mechanic crew for the Forest Moon.
It is something for the Forest Moon.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
I'm going to say B.
Parts and technical crew?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yes.
Yes. That was technically C, but I'll accept it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know what you meant, though. How did Luke Skywalker destroy the scout trooper who was firing on him after he fell off his speeder? After Luke fell off his speeder, how did he defeat the scout trooper?
With the Force.
That is an
Obviously.
Answer. That is that actually is an answer, but also with a lightsaber is also the answer.
And the Force.
And the Force. You are correct. That is correct. What did Obi-Wan tell Luke that Anakin was? A fine Jedi. A cocky kid.
A cocky kid.
A
like,
good
he wouldn't
friend.
Even say that.
I know.
Why did they even put
a
that in
A good friend
there?
Or a Dark Lord.
Well, he does call him a good friend.
He was a good friend.
But in A New Hope, he calls him a good friend.
No, he calls him only when he's sitting on the log, too.
Well, okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Time's up for me. So
time's up for you.
There we go. So how many did I get right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14's your number to beat.
14's my number to beat?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. And
how many questions did I ask you?
I didn't count that.
Okay, so I have to.
Yeah.
So you have to give me at least 14
questions.
At least
14 questions, yes. In 10 minutes, that shouldn't be a problem. I can set the timer again. I will ask. I kept scoring myself. I will trust you to keep scoring yourself if you want to take this.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, I'll take your phone.
I was just using
The you can see what I was using to keep score there. So
good.
You can do the same. I will trust you. Do you have a trilogy preference?
My handicap is 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. give me the prequel trilogy, just because we did the original trilogy question. So let me just let's see how I fare.
Okay. All right. We will do a prequel trilogy, and I will set a timer in a second here. I'm just getting myself situated. All right, this is fun. This is a good idea.
I cannot claim credit for it.
Okay. All right. And timer is set for 10 minutes on the clock. All right. So, what happened to Jar Jar Binks when he brought Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn to Odo Gunga? He was welcomed home. Captain Tarple told him to leave. Captain Tarple took him to the bosses. He was made general.
Took him to the bosses.
You, sir, are correct. Yeah. That's one.
You, sir, go to the bosses. You, sir, in big doo-doo this time.
Big doo-doo this time. Okay, that's too easy. There's some are like very easy.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I skipped over those two.
What planet were they on? It's like, obviously they were on Tatooine. Like,
or were they? All right, cut.
what did Anakin Skywalker do that made Qui-Gon think he has Jedi reflexes? He levitated. He trained.
He's a pod racer.
Pod racer. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. That's two.
Oh, shoot. I'm not keeping score.
That's two.
I'm glad it was two. All right.
Okay. What? Which aspect of the Force was most important to Qui-Gon?
The Midichlorian count.
That's
no, I'm sorry. Continue.
That's not I'll let that slide. Yeah. The unifying force, the light side of the force, the living force, the dark side of the force.
Living force.
Very good. Ooh, this one's tough. No, that one's too tough. How old was Padme when she became an apprentice legislator on Naboo? They do say it in Attack of the Clones.
I know. So give me the ages.
Okay. 10, 11, 7, 13.
11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. That was the number that was in my head originally. So
very good. Very good. Okay.
Wow.
Some of these are really. How tall is Jar Jar?
Put my glasses up my nose.
like, how tall is Jar Jar? Like, that's a mean one. Like, how are you supposed to really
Eight
know?
8 feet.
That's not even.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it's probably not a bad guess, but. Okay.
He's 6'5.
They haven't meters.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, why did Chancellor Valorum send Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan to Naboo?
To work out the trade negotiation.
Let me see if we can accept that. Yes, we can accept that.
Yes.
Yes. The way they phrase it is to settle a trade dispute, but that's definitely close enough.
Yeah.
What did Darth Sidious want Queen Amidala to do? Turn over
a vote of no confidence against Chancellor Valorum. Give me the things, because he wanted to do it a little lot.
Darth. Notice they said Darth Sidious.
Oh shit!
Okay?
Yeah.
What did Darth Sidious want Queen Amidala to do? Turn over her reign of Naboo to him. Sign a treaty that allowed the Trade Federation to use Naboo's water supply. Sign a treaty that legitimized the Trade Federation's blockade of Naboo.
Trade blockade.
I'm like, don't go for the first treaty here.
Yeah. read all the questions first.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like that old thing of like, read all the instructions, then the last instruction is don't take it. Don't take the test.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've given that test before.
Let's see. Let's do one last one for from Phantom Menace here, and we will go with other than racing in the pod races, how else did Sebulba participate in them? He was in charge of the vendors. He personally hired all the various pit crews. He organized and rehearsed the bands that played whenever he entered the arena, or he was hired as an after the race commentator for the Holonet.
I'm gonna say after the race commentator. I have no idea. That's not in the films.
No, it's not in the films. This is actually... Sorry, I thought this would be easier than it was. He organized and rehearsed the bands that played whenever he entered the arena.
That is nonsense.
I'm going to give you one more because that wasn't fair.
That is definitely the one that I thought was fake, too.
Yeah. No, me too. how these are so hard.
Now
wow.
This is quiz taking.
Yeah, really.
All right.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on okay. to Attack of the Clones era.
Sure.
Let's go with where did Senator Amidala plan to go while she and Anakin Skywalker were hiding on Naboo? The canyon, the plains, the lake country, the ocean shore.
Lake country.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, the second you hear, oh, yeah, obviously it's Lake Country. Like, none of those other things. Like, I remember when I hear it, like, a lot of them.
Well, I was going to say, like, her family estate, because that's, like,
that's
where
true.
They actually go.
That is
so
true. That is true.
Sometimes my answer is right, but it's not their right.
Yeah, I hear you. What planet was Anakin Skywalker on when Obi-Wan Kenobi tried to contact him from Geonosis?
Tatooine.
Good. Wow. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Look, Frank, I love Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More than you. No, I mean, I love Star Wars more than I love you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fair. Okay. If Anakin had spent as much time practicing his lightsaber techniques as he did his wit, who, according to Obi-Wan, would he rival as a swordsman?
Master Yoda.
Very good. Very good, my friend. Okay. Who was the Prime Minister of Kamino?
Oh, give me names.
Tanwi, Lama Su, Kosai, or Fopa? Fopa.
Tanwi? It's Tanwi or Komosai, but I'm pretty sure it's Tanwi.
Sorry. No, it's Lama Su.
Oh, it's the one I didn't think anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Who said there hasn't been a full-scale war since the formation of the Republic? C.O. Bibble, Senator Amidala, Chancellor Palpatine, or Senator Bail Organa?
C.O. Bibble.
I believe... Yes, you are right.
Yep.
There hasn't been a full-scale war since the formation of the Republic.
Yep. C.O. Bibble.
Yep.
You must contact me. Okay. They keep asking the how tall is Pog the Lesser, and it's all in meters. Like,
No.
I don't know whether he was 142 or 164 meters. Like,
no.
Come on.
Nope.
No.
I refuse.
This is a layup. I'm going to give it to you. Who explained truly wonderful the mind of a child is?
Yoda.
Yeah. Where did Jango Fett live?
Kamino.
Good. Who said I was rescued by a man called Tyrannus on one of the moons of Bogdan?
Jango.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Why was Jango Fett adopted and raised by the Mandalorians? His parents were murdered, he was kidnapped, his parents lost him betting on pod races, or his parents deserted him?
I'm going to say his parents deserted him, but that's not in the film.
I knew this one. His parents were murdered.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't remember. Is it not in the film?
That's not in the film.
I've never read the book, so I don't know why I know that.
I don't know. Maybe you do love Star Wars more than me.
Maybe. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you a trick one.
No, that's okay. I gave you a trick one.
That's true.
The Rogue Squadron one was.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay, we're gonna go to Avenger of the Sith now. We've got 10 and a half minutes left.
Okay.
How tall is Bail Organa? No, I'm kidding.
as tall as Jimmy Smits.
That is true.
Yeah.
How many arms did General Grievous have?
Four.
Yes.
They split.
Four.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What was... who did Ki-Adi-Mundi battle on the planet Hypori? The planet's name isn't relevant, really, but Count Dooku, Darth Sidious, General Grievous, or Asajj Ventress?
Asajj Ventress? Not in the film. No, she's not in the film.
Dooku, Sidious, Grievous, or Ventress?
Grievous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guess. Okay. Picking questions.
Picking questions.
Where was Count Dooku's hidden base in which he trained General Grievous?
Wherever Carmen Sandiego was. Where in the world is Count Dooku's hidden base? Yeah. I actually don't know. Could I have choices?
The Malevolent Cruiser, the Trenchant Cruiser, Munilist,
or Geonosis?
The Malevolent Cruiser?
Yes, very good.
Oh, yeah. Look at me.
Good job. What did Mace Windu say surrounded...
This party's over.
...the Chancellor?
Oh, no, wrong. I was still at Attack of the Clones.
You're in the... Yeah,
I was still at Attack of the Clones. Over. Yeah.
What did Mace Windu say surrounded the Chancellor? Separatist sympathies, whispers of corruption, sycophants, or the dark side of the Force? Surrounding the Chancellor.
Oh, I have the wrong scene in my head. Shoot. I have whispers of corruption.
It's the dark side of the Force.
Dark side of the Force. Damn. I had the wrong scene in my head. When you said surrounded the Chancellor, I thought it was like the scene where they confront him. And that's what I thought of. Oh, well.
Okay, last question. Okay. We're out of time.
Okay.
What did Mace Windu first say to Palpatine when he had him pinned against the ledge with his lightsaber? The oppression of the Sith will never return. You have lost. You are under arrest, my lord. Or the Sith are weak.
You have lost. Although he does say the oppression of...
The key thing is, what did he say first?
Oh, the oppression.
The oppression of the Sith will never return. You have lost. You're under arrest, or the Sith...
The oppression of the Sith will never return.
Sorry, it's you are under arrest, my lord.
Sorry. Oh, well, I still won.
You still won?
Yeah. Hold on.
How many did you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Ooh, nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, good game.
Thank you very much.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a ton of fun.
So
this is a good book.
We covered...
six movies.
We covered 30 questions out of 2,500.
At least.
At least.
30 that we got right.
30 that we got right.
And maybe we covered 40 or 45 total.
So recurring segment is what I think.
I think this makes a really good recurring segment. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, this is cool. This would be a good one to come back to.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we'll flop next time and I'll do original trilogy and you can do prequels.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, you can find us on beerwithgeeks.com. You can find us on iTunes and Google Play and Sagittal and Overcast and all other places that podcasts can be found. You can rate and review us on iTunes and many other places. 5-star reviews help out quite a bit in getting us out there. You can also, if you need something to write, you can say Tim and Frank are the semi-biggest Star Wars fans in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we would have gone through all 2,500. And
we'll get there.
Yep. And so you can also find us through our overarching banner, Thought Bubble Audio, where you can also find us on Supergirl TV Talk. And you can find Frank and his wife, Marissa, on The Marketers Next Door. Maybe I'll do another one so I can be on three shows.
Woo!
Actually, there's something in the works.
Mm.
It'll happen. Probably will. One day. Who knows? That's a little tease for another time. Okay, so until next time,
cheers.